ויקום מלך חדש אשר לא ידע את יוסף. So Rashi brings down a part of the Medrash. Medrash says אשר לא ידע את יוסף. Also עצמו היא כמי שלא ידע. He made himself כאילו he doesn't remember יוסף. He made himself kilu, he doesn't remember Yosef. Chazal say, B'tchila lo yoda es Yosef, ubesoif, how he says, Miu Hashem asher eshma bekoilu. Who is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Now we'll listen b'chlal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Chazal tell us there was a tviya and paroi asher lo yoda es Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. Also atzmo kimi she'eino makir. Also, Atzmo Kimisha Eine Makim. He made himself Kilu, he doesn't know who is Yosef. What's the Pshat? He made himself Kilu, he doesn't know who is Yosef. Mitzrayim really owed a lot of Akoras HaToyf to Yosef. A lot of Akoras HaToyf. And Mitzrayim was about to get destroyed. Nothing had to be left at Mitzrayim. The only one that managed to save Mitzrayim was Yosef. So they owed all of their life to Yosef. So Vayokom Melech Chodosh, that he doesn't remember Yosef. So imagine he wants the kasha, so he doesn't remember Yosef. So felt in the Akor HaSatoy. This Melech Mitzrayim, this power, it was a Hitler. He killed the kids, he shechted the kids. Rosh Merush. So he doesn't have a Koros HaToyf. He doesn't remember Yosef. Say that. As that via that he doesn't remember Yosef. He's a Musha. He's a Rosha. Yeah, he also doesn't remember Yosef. And Chazal tell us, Asher lo yoda es Yosef, it starts from here. And tomorrow he will say, Miu Asher Elokim Asher Eshma Bekoiloi. I don't know who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avada is a vault. Now I want to go to the Toichen. We'll see the get to everyone. So the vault says a vault that if you have a Koros HaToyf, you for sure, you can't do nothing bad to the other person. Even Melech Mitzrayim would be the worst person in the world. But a Koros HaToyf is the teva of the person. The only way that he managed to do it, also atzmei ki'ilu shaloi ikiras Yosef. Selective memory. He decided that he doesn't remember Yosef. It's what they call Kofri Toivo. What's Kofri Toivo? Not that he's Mishalem Roat Nachas Toivo. He covers. Elosh Kofa Olof Kli. He covers the Toivo. Because if you remember that the other person owes you, you can't do bad. Asher lo yada es Yosef. The Pasuk is Mamshech later. We had in the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and he sees his Shmitzri, Makai, Ish Yehudi, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Shem Hashem and he kills him. He comes out the other day and he sees two Yidden fighting. So he tells, Vayim ala Rosh lo motake reecho. Vayim ala Horgeini oto atoima kasha rakta es Hamitzri, and Moshe runs away. Chazal tell us, who was the Mitzri that was hitting the Yid? So the Medrash Rabbah was Dosan. Dosan came home and he saw a Mitzri coming out of his house that was Mezada with his wife. It was the only place that was a Znus. It was that Mitzri was Mezada with the wife of Dosan. So Dosan comes into the house and he sees the Mitzri coming out. So he starts to ask the Mitzri what he was doing in the house. So the Mitzri starts to hit him. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he sees it. the Mitzri is about to kill the Yid. And Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Medrash Rabbi, kills the Mitzri. The day after it, Dothan is fighting with Aviro. And Moshe tells him, Rosh Shalom Osakir Echo. So what is that chorus of Toiv with Dothan? Hello, Ogeni Adoimer, Kasha Orakta is a Mitzri. And he goes to Malshim to Paroi that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. The Hefech from the chorus of Toiv. And this is the Oymek in Chazal, Ochen Noida Adov Rashi says, I was wondering why Klal Yisrael are suffering so much. Now I know. The Medrash says later, that when he came to Kriyas Yams, to Damascus, so he had to hit the Yair. Hashem said, Moshe can't hit the Yair. The Yair saved him. They have to throw the sand. Can't throw the sand. The sand saved you to kill the to hide the Mitzri. And all the Mefoshim wonder, I call Satoiv to the water. Musig, I call Satoiv to the water. Musig, I call Satoiv to the sand. All the Mefoshim explain that the whole Tviya in Mitzrayim was that they didn't have a call Satoiv. And from that power he came to Kfir and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Klal Yisrael chet was that they were kfuy et toivo. Dosan is kfuy toivo to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makim Mitzrayim, is a special akpode of HaKoras HaToiv, a special akpode of HaKoras HaToiv that Moshe Rabbeinu will not hit the Yair. A special akpode of HaKoras HaToiv that Moshe will not hit the sand. Because everything goes around the HaKoras HaToiv. But we state in our parsha that HaKoras HaToiv is not only an Indian, Choshev Amida. A person that doesn't have HaKoras HaToiv becomes a power. Till he says, Mi Elokim Asher Eshma Bekoilo. Klal Yisrael, Ochen Noida, why Klal Yisrael are suffering in Mitzrayim? Because they're lacking the HaKoras HaToiv. It's the lack of HaKoras HaToiv. This is the reason they're suffering in Mitzrayim. It's a lack of HaKoras HaToiv. Moshe Rabbeinu takes out Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim. He has to be makpid at HaKoras HaToiv. So I want to be masbir. But before I masbir it, and people will think, hey, it's in Yonim, it's Tif, it's nice to hear, not so, not such a vat. Maybe we'll start from the HaKoras HaToiv and then we'll go to the Yonim. But HaKoras HaToiv is that when a person speaks to his parents, he's makir toiv to his parents, that he bought him his clothes, that they paid tuition for him, that they sent him to camp, that they took care of him. He has a cause of toiv. He has a special cause of toiv to his parents. For everything good that they did to him. He owes them so much. Once I was in a meeting, like 5 or 6, the biggest mechanchim in America, that take care of kids at risk. I'm not so sure if their shita was the right shita. I'm not going now to tell you what is their shita. But one of the questions that they asked when I came into the meeting was, what is the pshat that this kid, his parents did everything to him, and he's not makir toiv. He hates them, forces them, mamish, gives a risk. No. But the guy at the gas station that gave him $50 and gives him a hot soup by night when he doesn't have where to be, he's masking to kill himself to save that guy. What did the guy help in the last 2 years that he's never, that he's thrown away from his house and no one looks after him? This guy is masking to give him $50 once a couple of weeks and gives him a cigarette here and a cigarette there. And for that guy, he will do everything. What's the pshat? So they had their mahalach. I'm not coming to say their secrets, yeah? But be'emes, a person that will be real makir toiv, the same thing that tchune v'kos atoiv, again, that guy helped me, I will do everything for him. You don't know him, he could be even that Jewish, he could be even that white, yeah? Oh, but he helps you, you'll do everything for him. You'll do everything to help this guy. If you would realize that your parents did it 100 times, 200 times, 300 times over your life, so you owe them so much. You owe them so much akol ha'satayif. So you're upset with some things that they don't want to do. So they don't want to give you what you want. And they like your brother more from you. Love is ugly, so what? But you owe akol ha'satayif. A person, every time when they speak about akol ha'satayif, he thinks, yeah, pachos yoyser, I'm good at akol ha'satayif. The mahus of akol ha'satayif, when a person realizes akol ha'satayif, tell Moshe Rabbeinu can't hit the yoyer, akol ha'satayif to the yoyer. The yoyer saved him. The yoyer saved him. Understand, the yoyer saved him. You know how much kills the kids the Yair killed? The Mitzvim drowned every kid in the Yair. But he owes a kol ha'satayif to the Yair. While he owes a kol ha'satayif to the Yair, he can't do it. He can't do it. He owes a kol ha'satayif to the Yair. He's mechuyev a kol ha'satayif to the Yair. Chazal tell us, when a person doesn't have a kol ha'satayif, a koifer b'teivosei shel chaveiroi, koifer b'teivosei shel motu. It's a midah. It's a midah that a person has to be mashish. When a person is not mashishit, Dosan could be saved from Moshe Rabbeinu yesterday, and today when Moshe tells him a bad line, he goes in Malshin and Moshe Rabbeinu. Mushkes. The Mitzvah, he almost killed you. Moshe saved you. You owe all of your life to Moshe. The Mitzvah, what you worry, that Klal Yisrael will take over Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was destroyed. Was the rob, was the hunger, was no left in Mitzrayim. Yosef saved Mitzrayim. So they will take over. They gave you what to eat. They saved you. The Yaakov Avinu came, the Nile started to come up, they owe you everything. Chazal tell us that when a person has the midah of akol ha'satayif, he becomes a maimon and a ribono shel olam. He feels the Ribbono shel Olam gives him to see. The famous story, they say there was a person that had 9 girls. It's a chaloshim to have a boy. He's not such a pleasant man. And his wife had a baby girl. The doctor knew that his mama should be kuach nefesh, what will happen now. So the baby was born. The doctor took him, his operation. He took him around to all different parts of the hospital. He took him to a place of the kids that are blind, and he said, Baruch Hashem, the kid is not blind. He took him to the place of the Yenemachle. He's waiting for an hour. So he tells the doctor, so tell me, where's my kid? I can't tell you. And the guy is shivering, and he takes him to this place, you know, where the heart doesn't work, it's, you know, that's a fear, and he takes him to where the leaves that make, you know, instead of the kidneys, any place. Tell me already what happened, what was born, a monster was born? Like, you know, the guy's shaking. He says, I'll tell you, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave you a healthy girl. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You're right. Sometimes the question is, yeah, but the other person is so good. Hashem gave him so much, and he gave me so little, so I'm very upset. Sometimes you have these people, very bad things happen to them. He's upset, kivyochel. Yeah. When a person doesn't have the midah of a kavod hatorah, that most of us, I'm speaking of myself, do not have, the horayah, we get upset with our parents. We get upset with different people that are getting so much good to us. A person can have a rebbe that 2 years, mamash did everything for him. He's so close to this rebbe. And then this rebbe did something that he doesn't like. Yeah? Raced off his map, yeah? Doesn't exist anymore. Before he swore in his name. Yeah? Now he doesn't know who he is. I'm not speaking now from the feeling of the Rebbe point, yeah? But this person doesn't have a cause of it. Not only that, he's Fadinian for 2 years that he has a cause of it. Because if he has a cause of it, even if that guy did something terrible to do yesterday, you owe the Zel by a Kavod HaTov. The Torah says you didn't owe him a Kavod HaTov for the 2 years. You loved him. It was nice to you. It's called love. It's not called Kavod HaTov. You really loved him. He was so nice to you. You really love him. You do everything for him because you love him, not because you're back in touch. Tomorrow he did something that hurt you very much. It's Rebbe. You forgot all of his favors. That sometimes in yeshiva, you know, I see it a lot. Yeah, I don't mean to call it tiny, chas v'shalom. There's a bachur could be 3 years bachur, 4 years married. Every day he comes to speak about his problems. Yeah. Then he has a bris, and he has a pinnaben, and he has to get him into a head. Then he leaves yeshiva. And he disappears. Maybe it's hard to get hold of him, yeah? But he disappears. What's the pshat? The Akavas HaTov doesn't stop. It's the same Akavas HaTov if you have shaykhus to the person or not. What I'm trying to say is, I'm only bringing the mishol. Because a lot of times when you speak on Akavas HaTov, the guy says, I'm ganz fine. You know, I'm a 9, I'm an 8. You know, maybe I'm not 10 in Akavas HaTov. But I'm 8. My emuna, I don't see that because of that I'm more Miami, I'm not Miami. An average guy who says gets 1 or 2 for a Kavod HaTov. An average guy gets 1 or 2 for a Kavod HaTov. A Kavod HaTov means, but I can't. He helped me. I can't do it to him. It's not an option. Moshe Rabbeinu can hit the yoyin. I can't. I as a mitzvah, so Aaron will do it. It has to save Klal Yisrael. Pekuach Nefesh. It's Pekuach Nefesh. It's a musig of a Kavod HaTov. The opposite from a Kavod HaTov is Lo Yoda Es Yosef. Mira Elohim Asher Eshma Bekoiloi. Chazal say it comes one after each other. When I was mekabel from Rabbi Yisrael, that for a bachur, especially for a bachur, to start to treat your parents with a Kavod HaTov. Again, not only to treat your parents because you like them. That is most of the time that you get along with your parents. But to try to think how much I owe them. To try, I would say, once a week at least, to try to find someone that you owe that did a favor to you. And pay it back. It could mean to call a rabbi from, I'm not saying a rabbi that you keep up with, it's Mishkan Chacham I'm speaking about. A rabbi that when you're in 8th grade, help you in something, call him before Rosh Hashanah to say a good yo. Call him to say hello, to make him to feel good. It's a midah that a person gets used to. Now, I heard from Volpe, Hakol HaSatoi is to recognize. Don't think, oh, yeah, it's very hard to work on it. Even a mitzvah that could kill kids has a Hakol HaSatoi. So everyone here has a Hakol HaSatoi. Everyone here has a Hakol HaSatoi. Just, the problem is, you're not makir the toiv, or you're the kofi the toiv. It's not a avoida. Like, oh, I will work on it soon, I'll have such a big list, it'll be a big avoida. I want to tell you, it's not a big list. It's not a big list. It's only a question of get used to be makir toiv, or not to be used to be makir toiv. If you start to train yourself to be makir toiv, I'll tell you, it's bodukum menusa. All the bachelor, I want a kutza bachelor, small kutza that we work, think a whole winter, and I call us a toiv. Later in life, it was years ago, she was small. Later in life, I saw, and it's partial, all of that group, none of them never had a shalom bayis issue. Arguments with his parents. All of them, when they were Isaac and Mitzvahs, they had an andere simcha. A person that is trained for a Hakol HaSatoiv doesn't have Shalom Bayis issues after it. He doesn't have issues with neighbors and in-laws. Again, not because he works on himself not to have. But he owes a Hakol HaSatoiv. That bacher that is off the derech, and he's a mushkus, and he throws stones on every guy that he sees in the street for no reason. A bad boy. Doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't... Oh, but the guy from the gas station that helped him, he feels a Hakol HaSatoiv. It's a very small Hakol HaSatoiv. It's the moment a Hakol HaSatoiv. What happens to his parents? Because he's angry, so he's not makir toiv. He covers, because he's upset. He covers. What is with that? I'm not going now to explain what their shita was. But they really came in the shita that Be'etzim, if the parents will manage to open that Hakol HaSatoiv for the kids, they could win the kids, even without yelling at them. And they had a shita, and that's not... It's a big avoda, but it's a way to do it. For a little Hakol HaSatoiv, the guy would be off the derech. Oh, but he's so royal to this guy, he would not do nothing to this guy. Now the talent is, and everyone else is angry. That guy, no shaykhis to him. He's at the gas station. There's nothing to be angry at. So it's a pure, he likes him. He owes him a lot. So if someone will start off with him, he'll put his body to save him. Because the guy gave him a cup of soup. When a person gets used to, look what a person did to you. So he's wrong, so what? But I owe him. He helped me. Not I love him because he helped me. Every guy owes his parents. His parents don't have money, and they stretch themselves to give. He would love them to give more, but you know how much they're giving him? You know how much he owes them? When a person will manage to mechanech himself to have a Hakol HaSatoiv, after you mechanech himself to have a Hakol HaSatoiv, he would never be upset with his parents. It would be easy for him to call. It's not like he would struggle, yes and no, I want, I don't want. Now the midah fun Hakol HaSatoiv comes by getting used to it. By getting used to it. Try to get used to it. This person helped me. I owe him a Hakol HaSatoiv. So the Ben Yehuda says that even for items, like water, is a musig of a Hakol HaSatoiv. Why? When a person says, but I can't do it to the Yair because the Yair saved me, not that the Yair feels, not that the boy feels, but it's the same thing. Either you have a koras atoiv, or you don't have a koras atoiv. When a person gets used to, but I own this place did it to me, I can't do it. So he gets used to have a musig of a koras atoiv. I want to tell you this thing, like I said, people think that they have it and they don't have to work on it. It's test. A normal average guy that doesn't work on it, it's 1 till 2. 1 to 10. The amount of a koras atoiv he has. You stand up and take any bachur and ask a couple questions here, you'll be embarrassed. I don't want to ask them. Everyone. So our avoda is, I'm telling you, it's easy when you're a bachur. I'll explain to you why. When you're married, you're carrying on someone else with you. And he has tainus aniyanim and tainus aniyanim. Doesn't look like a parent, neighbors, right? So it's very hard to get used to, but I owe a koras atoiv. Someone drags you down in life. Your kids, you know, this person is standing up with your kids. You owe a koras atoiv, but he's very mean. And this baby was very good for your kids. He's not good. The cheder, the guy in Moshe, he learned in the cheder, he learned in the yeshiva. And his first son lived there, and his second son lived there, and he's the biggest Eruch Tayyar of this yeshiva. Then his last son is kicked out of that chayyar. So, he's cut them off completely. So it means that all the years, he was not a Koras HaTayv yet. For sure, it was a little bit a Koras HaTayv. But if he was a Koras HaTayv, it didn't change. A person has to teach himself to have a musig of a Koras HaTayv. And the way of the Kenyan is, maybe three. First I said to start with parents. To speak to yourself how much they did to me. How much I owe them. The amount that I owe them, I call them to say hello enough. That's when the guy that misses his parents and call them, which is chosma, yeah? So call your older brother that helps you. Find the one that you could, not the one that you want to call. I want to really do a lot for you. Show him a koras atoiv. A. B. The main kinyan is when sometimes, for example, you're going away for a Shabbos. And there's a bachur that you owe him a koras atoiv. He helped you to get into the dorm, he helped you this, he helped you that. You're not so interested to take him with you. But I owe him a koras atoiv. And you invite him, you mashrish the kinyan of a koras atoiv. You mashrish inside yourself the kinyan of a koras atoiv. You mashrish. And it's a midah. You mashrish the midah of a koras atoiv. And after you get to that, and you get used to it, Chazal tell us, a person gets up in the morning and he's makir toif to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For living, for everything that is good for him. Even that he suffers. You're right, now you don't feel even that reason that causes a toif to the Ribbono Shel Olam will make you happy when you have bad things. Because you're so far from a causes a toif. But when you will come close and you will have a touch in a causes a toif, when you have a negi and a koras atoiv, you will feel you owe the Ribbono Shel Olam so much. Today I have to say, he could have made me an outfit. Baruch Hashem, maybe, okay, like makir toiv. I would love you to make me for feet from gold, yeah? So it's like you struggle with that koras atoiv. It's very hard. It's very hard to start with it. But Chazal say, kol ha-koifo b'tivosi shel chaveiroi, koifo b'tivosi shel mokoi, וכל המוידה בתויבוסו של חברוי, מוידה. It's not סתם, חזל say that כיבודה ואין הוקש לכובד המוקרים. It's the same idea בעצם. They bring you to the world, קדוש ברוך הוא bring you even more to the world. חינוך שתי דבר, the mitzvah of כיבודה is such a חושב the mitzvah. Because this is בעצם the הקורא. I spoke about your parents giving you $100. When you get higher than Koras HaTayv, they brought me to the world. We're not holding in that HaKosach. But if we start, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to get a Tfisa in that HaKosach.